Hey, we got Chris on the horn here from Bayview Bait and Tackle. Let's get a recap on the big weekend in your neck of the woods, Chris. How you been?
Oh, hanging in there.
I wanted to obviously find out about how the tournament went with the Bays of the Not Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club, and then talk about what's going on inside the bay, because I guess we should start there, because I heard it is doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, we're still mostly hearing mainly perch and pike. Bass fishing sounds like it's picked up a little bit, too. There's a few minimal walleye reports here and there, too, so there's definitely some fishing to be had if you want to go out there.
Well, out of those inside the bay, what would you say is your best bet for consistency?
Well, mostly, right now in the weed beds, the perch fishing and the pike fishing has been pretty consistent. Anywhere you got weeds, you should be able to run into the either species. A lot of guys just getting out on the edges of the weeds in, let's say, like 10 to 12 feet of water or so, anchoring up and just fishing with the minnows under bobbers right over the side of the boat. And been doing fairly well on the perch. Anywhere you got weeds like that out off the swim beach at Gladstone, and all around Butler's Island up in Kipling, getting good reports from both areas. And then, again, with the weeds, you got pike or all these in there, too.
Well, we got the perch covered on what to use, but what would you use for the pike down there? Bigger sucker minnows?
If you want to go with live bait, yeah, the sucker minnows under a slip bobber works real well. Otherwise, casting or trolling with spinner baits or body baits like Bomber Long A's, that works pretty good for them, too.
Now, are they only catching the pike in the deeper weed beds like the perch, or are they finding them in weed beds that are shallower?
Yeah, anywhere from, a couple of feet out to the edge of the weed line, you'll find those pike up in the weeds there.
Have you heard about any big pike coming out of Little Bay to Knock this summer?
Overall, usually in the spring and summertime, it's mostly smaller fish, so a lot of fish under 30 inches. I do know one young guy got one about 33 inches here about a week ago fishing in around Butler's Island, though, fishing with his dad. So most don't know this time of year you're going to see more in the 22 to 26, 27 inch range. So not real big fish, but still a lot of fun to catch.
Well, we're going to continue with Chris in our next outdoor report later this hour and talk about the bass fishing that's picking up. But the biggest thing we're going to cover is the salmon tournament out of Escanaba's Ludington Park, put on by the Bays of the Not Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club. Apparently, it got cut a little bit short, but some big numbers put up on Saturday. Stay tuned for all the details, including what they were using, water depths, and more, later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.